Well, hello, podcast world. It's so weird being back on a podcast after being on video. You would think that this would be easier because it's not a video. And at this point, I believe that a video is easier than this, which is a little bit interesting for me. But I am feeling called to speak on a podcast. And I think that it's nice for people to be able to listen to something when they're just driving in their car or going to bed or something. And sometimes a video is just a little bit overwhelming. So this can be a little bit more intimate, I think. And maybe it's just what I need to be able to, I don't know, say what I have to say the way I have to say it. So I did get caught up in an undercover investigation, and I am, I am trying really hard to understand everything before I say anything about it because I have spoken too soon before really understanding all sides of a situation. And when I did that, I feel like it wasn't a well-rounded opinion. And I want to make sure that if I have an opinion, that I have all the information, I guess. And if I speak before I have all the information, then I would be spreading false information. And that's not what I aspire to be or who I aspire to be. So I am really digging in deep to some of my own stuff, I guess, and, you know, really trying to understand how a system can be so broken and how this is happening and if what's happening is legal and what parts of it are illegal and all of this before I start to blabber my mouth. And, this is also because I don't want to spread justice. I don't want to do things in the name of justice. I want to do things in the name of understanding. And I don't want to separate people. Like I know a lot of police officers that are absolutely amazing. And so I wouldn't want to sit there and make a general assumption and make people believe that like all police officers are one way. Or, you know, I know a lot of drug addicts that are absolutely amazing. So I wouldn't want to make any comments to make people think that all people that do drugs are one way. And I think that, you know, if people thought a little bit more before they spoke, this would create a lot less drama and a lot less, you know, you against me. So that's where I'm at now. And, you know, I speak a lot in my videos about my childhood trauma and like things I've been through and the hard times I've had. And I'm going to be asking people soon to be taking, like to be taking accountability for maybe some things that they've done that they didn't realize that they were doing. And so, you know, in the spirit of that, I think that I should probably, you know, switch gears a little bit and take some accountability because I've done some awful things and said some awful things and I didn't even realize I was doing it. And I was, you know, I had to stop the video for a minute. So this is just all really wild, to be completely honest with you. It all seems just like unbelievable, most of it. And so being a human, if you believe in the Bible, if you look up different things in the Bible, it will tell you that there are things about us that are just completely unbelievable. And we have the stuff in our 3D world, the things that we can see and that we can feel, but then we have things that are just unbelievable that we have to believe in. And so we've really lost touch with that. We've really lost touch with our imaginations and really believing that we can do things. And we've all been kind of put in boxes and not necessarily even by ourselves and maybe not even really knowing that we're in these boxes. So when I am talking about things that I have been responsible for, because I have been put in these boxes and because of the way that I grew up, I had very limited thinking. I had emotions that ran wild and I couldn't control them and I self-medicated and so I drank. And, you know, at every point in my life, even all the trauma that I've caused to my children, I really felt like I was doing the very best that I could do. And, you know, I will say that there's one thing that I can say every single person that I talk to has in common. It's the fact that they all really, really, really love their children. They really do. And they don't know how to express that, and they feel awful. A lot of them can't even, if I even mention children, a lot of them don't even want to, they can't even talk, some of them. And it's because they love them so much and they just don't know how to be what they need. And I can relate to that so much because there's been so many times that I just wasn't what my children needed. And I was really trying very, very, very hard, you know, and I wanted to be what they needed and I just couldn't get out of my own way. And whether it was an awful relationship that I was in or, you know, my own selfishness, I was separated from them. And because I was separated from them, that was very lonely for them. And we're able to talk about it now. And, you know, it's a tough subject sometimes for them to talk about, but things come up and they tell me that they felt really lonely. And I tell them that they deserve to have a safe adult. And at that time period, they didn't have a safe adult that they could count on. And that must have been extremely scary for them. But as adults, you know, I was just in my own world and I thought that I was juggling everything okay. And I thought that I was doing okay. You know, I was still making cupcakes for the Halloween parties and I was still getting all the costumes and I was still doing all the things. And so I felt like, you know, this is enough. Like I'm doing the best I can. Like this is great. But at the same time, I mentally was just checked out. And the kids knew it and they felt it and they felt alone. And no matter what, my intention was, I don't get to tell them how they feel. So even though I was trying my best and I know what I was going through, and so I understand why I was doing what I was doing and I understand why I was in the situation I was in. However, it doesn't change the fact that they perceive it differently and their consciousness of what was happening is completely different. And so for them, it felt really, really alone and really, really scary. And I never intended on hurting my children or scaring them in any way, shape, or form. And if I knew that I was doing that, I wouldn't have done it. And once I knew, I changed. So that's this whole spiritual awakening. That was my rock bottom. My rock bottom was so scary. Sorry. My rock bottom was really hard. I had to really sit with myself and I had to sit with the fact that I was contemplating not being in this world. And I can't imagine doing that to my children or to the people I love. And I'm so happy now. Like right now, I am so happy. And, you know, at that time, I just wasn't. So if I could just get past that hump and I could just get past that really, really tough time period, you know, I could have this amazing happiness. And I couldn't see it at the time, but there was something in me that just said, you need to fight. You need to fight because you're worth it.
So my voice might sound a little bit different now. I had to pause the video and I was in the tub. I started bawling my eyes out. I didn't think that anyone wanted to hear me cry on here. I know that crying makes people uncomfortable. And honestly, me too. Like in the past, now I don't care. Like in the past, I did not like crying. So I try not to do that on here. But then also I had all this like energy stored up inside of me. So I also screamed as loud as I could in the shower and it just released all that energy and it feels amazing. And before you think that I'm absolutely insane, I would say that it is the same exact thing as going to one of those rage rooms that they have where you break stuff. It's the same exact concept, except you're in your home and it's free. So this is the free version. I always like to give people, you know, coping skills that are free. And if you want to spend money and you like to spend money, then that would be another option to go to one of those like rage machine rooms or whatever. And you can break glass and you can smash stuff. And it's just such a good release to get that energy out, because I'm not going to lie, sitting there and going back and thinking about all the, you know, things that I've done. And, you know, I'm not sitting there beating myself up. That's not what I'm doing. I'm not going back in time so I can, you know, make myself feel bad or anything like that. But to go back in time is to understand how you know, we may think that we're doing the right thing and we may not see that we could be hurting the people around us and it's not even intentional. So, you know, going back and seeing things from someone else's experience and trying to understand your children's experience or your family member's experience so that you can understand each other better, you know, it's just separation. Consciousness just separates us because we're all here and we're all in the same world, but we're all having our own experience. So, you know, to get vocal about it and to have those hard conversations, that's where things change for people. And they're not easy. Like I just said, I just literally bawled my eyes out and screamed at the top of my lungs. Like that didn't feel good, but it's been about 10 minutes. I finished my shower. I had a beautiful hot shower and I feel like $1 million now. I feel like I got all that stagnant grossness out and I feel just more connected. You know, that's why they say that you can really only understand the world in the way that you understand yourself, because it's hard. It's not easy doing any of this, but I love the people around me and I want the world to be a better place. I don't need people, you know, standing outside of the White House screaming. I don't need people going out in the homeless community. That's not what I need. What I need is people to just believe. You can believe from your own home, the comfort of your own home. And if one thing that you take from any of this, and I said this to my mentor group last night, and I'll say it to you guys right now, like seriously, if there's one thing that anyone ever listens to me about, it would be, do not ever believe all of one thing that you see or read or hear. Don't ever believe one thing, because there's always so many different types of versions and there's always so many different types of cool ideas out there. And you can pick and choose and you can take bits and pieces of things. So, for example, in the Bible, they say that Eve is made from Adam's rib. I don't necessarily believe that. And, you know, that's okay that I don't believe that. I don't have to believe that. But I want to teach people and I want people to understand that you don't have to believe all of one thing. Things can be interpreted however the person sees fit. And that's how our consciousness is also. So where I am going to put out a podcast, because I want the world to kind of see exactly what's going on and why our systems are failing. And the systems are really confusing. They're confusing for a reason. They're confusing because the average person doesn't have time to sit there and try to like understand all this messed upness, because it's so wild and crazy that it's like, who wants to do that? Well, apparently me. So I have been doing that and I am going to bring it like live and center, like just lay it out there and let people kind of hear the way I think about it. But I'm not going to speak until I have a better understanding of all sides, because I don't think that's fair. And I don't think anyone is necessarily like the bad guy here. I think that everyone actually believes that they're helping and they're not seeing that when they're trying to help, it's actually making the problem worse. And so again, I don't want to, you know, attack anyone, and I want to be able to be humble about what I say and my opinion that I have. I don't think that pointing fingers at people is going to be helpful in any way, shape, or form. And that doesn't solve problems. That just creates separation. And I don't want us to be separated. I want us to all be together. And I want to make this understandable for people, because it is so very, very, very confusing. So I will be working on that. And I just want to thank everyone who has been vulnerable with me and the people that reach out and, you know, help guide me through this. I have such a good support system and I have so many people that are vulnerable with me and share their story. And this isn't just about me going out there and helping people. Everyone's helping me just as much. Every time someone tells me something or is vulnerable with me, you're helping build me up and you're helping to share a piece of your soul with me and a piece of your light. And I don't take that lightly. I really don't. I appreciate every single person who has been supportive and the people that who haven't, all of you. I appreciate everyone. It all adds up and we really are going to be able to make change. We really, really are. I believe in it and I know you guys do too, even if I might be a little wild sometimes, but stay tuned because I'm going to have that other podcast out as soon as I can.